Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. You are in luck for this quick tip Tuesday because Brock and I are here to do it together with you. And we're together today because one of the things we're working on are the plans for this year's Marketing Impact Academy live event. He and I both have been fortunate enough to do a lot of public speaking this year, like been to a ton of events. And every event we go to, we're like, oh, we have to do this. Ooh, this is a really good idea. We have to do that. This is a great idea. Ooh, that's not such a great idea. We shouldn't do this. We should do that. So this year's Marketing Impact Academy is going to be the bomb diggity. If you are already one of our students or if you've ever wanted to attend, get yourself on the list, all right? Because we'll be talking about it in a couple of months. You can't get registered at the moment, but you can get on the wait list. So go to mialive.com to get on the wait list. And we'll be talking about it more in the months to come, but it is an event you do not want to miss. It's the event that people try to copy. A lot of people trying to make their events look like Marketing Impact Academies, but there's only one original. And what that is called, what I just did right there, is called seeding. It's talking about whatever it is I'm working on, even if it's not yet available to you, right? You can't register right now to attend, depending on when you're listening to this, to attend that live event. So you might think, well, why are you talking about it? I'm talking about it because it's legitimately what we're working on and what we're excited about. And that's part of being authentic. That's part of what you need to do if you don't want to sell. And Brock and I were saying today that like, it's so crazy how people just don't do that. They don't talk about the thing that they're excited about until it's like completely done and ready to go. And then they push it out in people's, you know, news feed and expect everyone to get excited about it. And really, if you want to be authentic, you should be documenting your day and talking about the things you're legitimately excited about. And when you do that, you're seeding, and not just seeding, people start to feel like they've been on the journey with you. They co-created it with you.
Absolutely. What I like to think about when I am seeding, even if I'm not necessarily directly talking about a product that I'm working on, I like to seed in what I know my audience is struggling with. So I start by asking them what it is that they're struggling with. And generally, we'll have a pretty good idea ahead of time as entrepreneurs what our audience is struggling with. But it's also very helpful to just ask them, do polls, have open-ended questions, where you can really get insights from your audience and learn what it is they're struggling with. And then I will continue to talk about how they're struggling with that, how I was struggling with it, or how I am struggling with it, but I'm overcoming it. Mm-hmm. I will offer help and resources so that they can overcome it. But the biggest thing in offering that free help is that I'll tell them what to do, but I'm not necessarily going to teach them exactly how yet. Mm-hmm. That is where my course comes in. That's where a product comes in. That's where a free download comes in.
I think one of the reasons why people avoid talking about something that's not yet ready is because they haven't figured it out themselves. But really, you don't have to be an expert at something. That's part of being authentic and having a tribe, is being honest with the fact that you're figuring something out yourself. An example of this might be when I had my health scare and I wanted to get to the bottom of it, like, all right, so how did this happen to my brain? Why have I got a failing health grade when I'm a health and fitness professional? So as I'm going to integrative medical doctors, as I'm looking to understand how my body works from the inside out, as I'm going on these appointments, I'm sharing that journey. And there, my audience, my tribe is on that journey with me. And I'm not positioning myself as the expert. Mm-hmm. I'm positioning myself as the guide, you know? And so the guide, once they've crossed the finish line, it's not like a surprise. They've been on the journey all along with you. And, you know, I see people launch books this way. They're like, you know, they don't start talking about the book that they're writing. They don't even tell you that they're writing a book. Just suddenly, they're promoting a book. And it would be so much cooler if you felt like you were excited for them. You're part of that process. And, you know, it's like if your girlfriend just showed up at the door and she had a baby, you'd be like, oh, you have a baby? What? It's cooler if you're like, you know, you're with her and you didn't get to, you know, be with her during that third very uncomfortable trimester. Like, you know, take people along the journey with you.
Yeah, I think one of the best points you made is that as entrepreneurs, it's our job to be investigators, asking questions, exploring, not to be the experts with the answer to all the questions. We should be the ones asking the questions, not necessarily the person who thinks they have all the answers. We should constantly be researching and searching for more. And I think that will allow you to be so much more authentically excited mm-hmm. about the things that you're creating and the things that you have coming up. And that'll come through because then it's not fake enthusiasm and fake excitement about some product that you have to promote, but you're just genuinely excited about that. And that'll come through and that'll increase some curiosity marketing. And it's like, imagine if I'm eating this apple pie in front of you. And first of all, I got to take you along the journey about like how excited I'm going to be to make this recipe and to learn to make it. And I'm like, I'm sharing the recipe with you. And I'm like, oh, like I'm really building it up and how good it's going to taste. And then I'm eating it in front of you and just telling you how great it is, how good it tastes. And I'm genuinely excited about it. You're going to want the apple pie. You're going to want the recipe. You're going to want to try a bite. But if suddenly I just show up at your front door, I'm like, oh, I had the best apple pie and here are the specs. No one's going to be mm-hmm. excited about that.
Mm-hmm. It's also really important to build curiosity. Nothing motivates people. Nothing captures people's attention the way leaving some of the details out does. It's like when you're watching a television program and it's just before they cut to commercial break. There's always like a big fight or they show a scene that's upcoming and you're like, well, what is it? What are they mad about? Like, what's going to happen? You want to know. And that curiosity keeps you on the edge of your seat. It makes you involved. It drives your brain crazy because your brain wants the answers. So don't give your tribe all of the information. Keep some things to yourself. Like when I was writing my book, One Through One Method, I literally took people on that journey far longer than I meant to. I seeded that for probably 9 months. Yeah.
Yeah,
like 9 months. I didn't intend to do that. It just took way longer than I thought. And so maybe I'm giving away my own answer, but my question to you, Brock, is can you ever be seeding for too long that you're going to lose people's interest?
I think as long as your interest continues to increase or your interest continues to stay high and excited, your audiences will. But if you plateau or if your excitement dips because you're just kind of in the grind mode of it, your audience is going to reflect that in the way that they mm-hmm. feel about whatever it is that you're talking about.
But I do think most people start seeding way too late.
Way too late.
And I, you know, I've even had advice from some of my business mentors who are like, oh, no, don't start talking about your book until like 4 weeks before it releases or you'll lose interest. I'm like, you know, I've done it both ways where I've waited till a month out to seed something or just start talking about something. It feels inauthentic because I'm working on it. So why aren't I talking about it? And I personally think like the longer the buildup, the more anticipation there is. Mm-hmm. You're right. You can overdo it. For the most part, start early mm-hmm. and just be honest. Like, don't be too strategic about it. Just be honest about what it is you're working on.
Yeah. And I think one of the best ways that you can do this is by involving your audience in the creation.
Yes.
So like let them know that they are helping you create this. Literally, before I launched my most recent course, The Focus Formula, I created multiple chat groups on Instagram, private 32 people group chats, which we've done a previous episode of Build Your Tribe on this subject and how to create them. And I created one, actually multiple, and we just talked about like, what are some of the biggest struggles you're having as an entrepreneur? How can I make this course better? What do you guys think about the price? How long should the videos be? What should the focus be? And I asked all these questions and I was able to get feedback from that group of entrepreneurs. So on launch day, that entire group was like, we're fired up. Like they felt like they had such a hand in creating it mm-hmm. that they definitely wanted to get involved.
Another example, this week I went to take your exact scenario that you just described is I went to Instagram and I said, okay, here's a sneak peek at our next journals that we're going to release. And I wanted to know from the audience, what type of spiral bounding Binding. Do you prefer? Do you like the thick plastic ones or do you like the metal ones? And I let them decide. And it was like 60-40. People preferred the metal ones. And so we're going to go with metal. So not only are they're involved, but they're actually going to help you produce something, create something that they actually want if you involve them in the process. Well, that is it for today. You have anything else, Brock?
That's it.
That's it for us today. Thank you for joining us. It is our goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done.
And as always, happy networking and keep storytelling.
See you soon.
Thank you so much for leaving a written review or sending us a voice message. Shalene loves them so much that she has decided that if we pick one of your written reviews or your voice messages and play them on one of her episodes, you will automatically be placed into a drawing where you will have the chance to win a free ticket to one of our live events and to meet Shalene. So go to your favorite podcast app and leave us a written review, or go to shalenejohnson.com/podcast and leave us a voice message. Good luck, and hope to see you at one of our next events.